Hello and welcome to the Hindus Parlay podcast. This is K. Bharat Kumar. We are here to discuss today if the prospect of middle management redundancy, specifically with respect to project managers, really did play out in the Indian IT services space over the last few years. We have with us Mr. R. Sri Krishna and Dr. Srinivasan. Thank you both for joining us today. Mr. Sri Krishna, or Keech as he prefers to be known, has been at the helm of Hexaware as CEO since 2014. He has more than 25 years of IT experience and has spearheaded Hexaware's Shrink IT, Grow Digital strategy, transforming it from a typical services organization into a consultative player in the IT and BPO space. Dr. Srinivasan, also called as Srini, is Managing Director, PMI South Asia, and has more than 30 years of global experience as a CEO, Senior Management Consultant, and Entrepreneur. He has also had a hand in 5 successful startups in biomedical technology, consulting services, outsourcing, and knowledge management. Thank you both for joining us today. Really appreciate having you here. If I can dive right into the question, and I'd like to pose this to Mr. Sri Krishna first, because we've had some conversations on this topic as to the middle management bulge that the IT services industry has typically has had. So, Keech, you have been saying for a while that both IT clients and service providers have scrutinized specifically the value add by middle management over the last few years. In your experience, what have you found and how has this helped transform your company in terms of change in the mix of people that you've had or in the way the middle management, including project managers, have seen their own roles changing and reinventing themselves?
How a middle manager changes would depend on the role or the functional area. You know, it is different for running a data center. It's different if you're running a software quality assurance team. It's different if you're running a software development project. So if you stick to software development, the top 3 things that I would call out of this. First, be prepared code, and be prepared code cloud native. This is not just a technology change, but it's also an attitude change that it's okay to code. Second, be very good at communication and collaboration. Now, communication and collaboration are always important, but it is even more so in the context of work from home and right now in a COVID where everybody's working from home. It's hard enough to get complex outcomes and collaboration when people are in the same room, but it's doubly hard when people are working from home. Third, stop assuming that your clients will tell you what to do. You have to make a cultural shift and know enough about your customer's business to challenge your customer, to help them think through what they actually need versus only executing on what they tell you to do. You have, you know, we are used to in India, most of our managers culturally are used to saying yes, sir, to customers. This has to stop.
Srini, this is a question for you. How have things changed for project managers in the IT services industry over the past few years?
The entire frame of reference of project management in the IT services industry is changing due to a steady pull from customers. Thanks to COVID and other industry disruptions, customers are increasingly looking for their projects to deliver tangible business value, like faster time to market. So project managers are increasingly being asked to speak the language of their business customer as opposed to traditional project speak. Outcomes in project delivery are rapidly shifting to performance indicators like business results, value stream, realization, innovation quotient, etc., versus the traditional cost and time. So budgeting for projects is gradually changing to funding for business results. Success metrics may be on a profit center basis, and timeframes may be based on the life cycle of the product or process being worked on. Teams are becoming more cross-functional, and proficiency in incorporating remote technology is becoming more important than before.
In the new world of Agile, what would the key result areas for an experienced project manager be? Keech?
there is no role for a project manager in the agile methodology. The role that kind of comes closest to the PM is a Scrum Master. But here's the deal. The Scrum Master, for them to be effective, has to be usually the best coder in the team, which most project managers are not. Now, in some cases, project managers can transition to the new role. In other cases, where the individual is not kept pace with technology, it is going to be very hard. So not only does the PM needs to understand Agile as a methodology, they also need to code. And guess what? Oftentimes, a lot of new products are also built cloud native. So they also need to learn a new technology on cloud. And some people will make this cut, others will not make the cut from a technology perspective. But it's not just about technology rescaling. There's also a big change needed in terms of cultural and social shift. Historically, in India, in our industry, the success of a manager is measured by how many people work for him or her. So in a social setting, if you go and say, I have 1,000 people working for me, that's considered a lot of big success. Now, that has to change. Success is not just about how many people you manage. It is actually the ability to deliver a complex product, a complex outcome, using a small, high-powered team. And that's a big cultural shift that people have to make and feel as proud about managing 5 people or just being a great individual contributor as they are about managing 1,000 people. Again, like I said, there are some who will make the cut and others that won't. Now, if you want to, my guess is about 2/3 will make the change and 1/3 will not. Now, the latter may not all become redundant. I think there will be roles in many organizations where they could work with other functions and there will be some continued demand for traditional skills and traditional roles. But the good news is that 2/3 will make the cut. I think a lot of people are motivated and they will make the tech and the cultural and the social pivot. Now, if you exclude the BPO headcount in the IT services business, you know, I would say roughly 5% of the workforce are project managers. And about 2/3 of these in Hexaware, about 70% would have made a successful transition to new age skills.
Keech, you had said that those who don't make the cut need not necessarily lose their jobs, but can still find some traditional roles in the organization. Please give us a few examples of these roles, especially middle management roles.
There are always some roles for people that don't make a cut into learning new technology. You know, take an example of PeopleSoft. It's a legacy technology. A vast majority of our PeopleSoft engineers get retrained to Workday or Oracle Fusion or some other cloud technology, but some don't. But you know what? We still do plenty of work around PeopleSoft every year. So the demand for legacy technologies has not gone to zero, and it's not going to go to zero overnight. There are also other areas. You know, the entire talent management lifecycle and supply chain doesn't require the highest of new technology skills, but it does require a lot of old school management skills. So those are a good couple of examples.
So if I were a project manager in an IT services firm, I would probably look to PMI for guidance. So Srini, how are you guiding them to remain relevant in these times of change?
At PMI, we have recently developed a holistic, multidimensional portfolio of skills supported by courses and certifications, which we believe would be required by the next generation project managers in IT services and other sectors. These dimensions include agile, hybrid, low-code, no-code development, power skills, business transformation skills, etc. We suggest that project managers look to upgrade their capabilities to add agile and/or hybrid skills through courses and certifications. We would guide project managers to consider our portfolio of discipline agile courses and certifications, which are based on a career and skills ladder philosophy. There are relevant courses and certifications for someone just entering the agile world, to senior internal consultants, and everything in between. We would also suggest that project managers look at our bouquet of what we call life skills, such as collaborative problem solving, which are becoming rapidly critical. Low-code, no-code development skills and applications are also becoming more important by the day, and we have courses and certifications here for different levels of ability. We also suggest that project managers increase their value and relevance to their organizations by upgrading their skills in business transformation, for which we provide help.
If going agile is the focus for organizations and individual project managers alike, how has this trend shown up in the nature of requests coming to PMI and in the number of entities, both organizations and individuals, signing up for certification? Srini?
Virtually every CXO we have spoken to in the last few months across industry sectors has said that business agility is one of the top three board agenda items. We have seen a steady uptick of requests from organizations that would like our help to guide them towards enterprise agility through courses and certifications, as well as through handholding to achieve tangible results. These requests have come not only from IT service companies, but also companies as diverse as engineering, infrastructure, automotive, pharma, etc. Over 25 top-tier training organizations have signed up to be our Agile training partners in the last 3 to 4 months. In an Agile seminar we ran this past weekend with our chapters, for example, we had over 3,500 participants sign up to learn more about agility.